Entitled, Nobody But Jesus. I shall read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 66. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me right now in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful for this hour. We're grateful for the spiritual renewal that has already begun. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would direct this message to the hearts of every listener. And we pray that that great spirit of national repentance would begin in our own city. We need Thee. Every hour we need Thee. Every moment we need Thee. And we pray today that the Holy Spirit would move in every heart and help us to realize that without revival, and unless we turn to God, the judgment of God is upon our nation. May people all over this city and all over the Metroplex and wherever this broadcast reaches today, may many come to know Christ, and may we all yield our lives to Thee in the days of summer revival. Bless those who are shut in and not able to get out to Sunday school and church today. May this broadcast be a special blessing to them, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, at verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Nobody but Jesus. There's a Negro spiritual known to believers all over the nation, especially in the Southland. One line of that spiritual goes like this, Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. I wish that we could imagine today that we were transported back 40 or 50 years, back in the days when they enjoyed old-fashioned camp meetings and Brush Arbor revivals, when men sought God and when they found Him and when the power of the Holy Spirit worked in the hearts of men. In this message, the particular setting of this text, Jesus had just fed the multitudes, perhaps 20 or 25,000 of them. Then when the bread and fish were gone, the Bible says that many turned and walked no more with him. And finally it came to the point where there were only the 12 left with him. And Jesus turned to them with a pointed, personal, pungent question, Will ye also go away? And Peter answered that question, and he answered with spiritual perception, with spiritual depth and spiritual dimension. Peter answered, Lord, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of life. Let me ask you a question today. If you decided to leave Jesus Christ, where would you go? To whom would you turn in this crisis hour if you turned away from the Lord Jesus? If you decided to give up Christianity? If you decided to give up the Bible and give up all things spiritual, where would you go? Would you turn to the world of nature? No, because the world of nature cannot satisfy the spiritual longing of your heart. Now, we all love nature, the beautiful flowers, the grass, the trees, the rivers, the oceans, the lakes, and the streams. And nature can satisfy the aesthetic taste buds of your mind. But nature cannot satisfy the spiritual appetite of your soul. Would you turn to the world of materialism? Again, the answer is no. Materialism leaves God out, and materialism cannot satisfy the spiritual longing that is in your heart today. The famous infidel and agnostic Bob Ingersoll made himself among some circles known by lecturing against the Bible and against Christ all up and down the nation. One of his lectures was entitled, The Mistakes of Moses. Well, if I don't miss my guess, one day in heaven, Moses will give us a lecture on the mistakes of Ingersoll. The story is told while he was lecturing once in Illinois, where he had just been defeated for the governor's race. It seems that the Sunday school and church-going people of that state banded themselves together and formed a block vote that defeated Ingersoll in his race for governor. In one of his lectures, he said, and I quote, "The man who invented the gas jet did more for mankind than Christ, whom you call the light of the world." And then he went on to ask, "What good has Christ done? Somebody tell me. Speak up. Tell me now. What good has Christ done?" Finally, in the back of the lecture hall, a little old lady stood up and said, "Mr. Ingersoll, I can tell you one thing Christ has done." And he said, "Well, ma'am, what's that?" And she said, "He kept you from being the governor of this state." My friend, we cannot turn to the world of materialism. Materialism offers us nothing. We must stay with Christ. If you decide that you would turn away from him, would you turn to the world of science? Science is wonderful, but science seeks a scientific approach to all the miracles of the Bible. And this is a mistake. If we could logically explain or scientifically explain the miracles, they would not be miracles. I have no trouble believing that Balaam's mule talked in the Bible, for example. You see, if man can put his voice on a wax disc or on a splice of tape and play it back 40, 50, or maybe 100 years after he's dead, surely God can make a flop-eared, sway-back, watery-eyed donkey talk. I believe in miracles, and I believe God is still performing them in 1974. I have no trouble believing that Elisha sweetened that bitter pottage with just a handful of meal. After all, man can take coal tar and make a substance that is 500 times sweeter than honey. If man can do that, surely God can sweeten a mess of pottage with a handful of meal. By the way, you men listening today, if you want your wife to know how sweet you really think she is, don't call her honey or even Burleson. Call her coal tar. I have no trouble in believing the miracles that are recorded in the Bible. Man himself has done some marvelous things. Take, for example, the Alnico magnet. It's made of three metals, aluminum, nickel, and cobalt. None of these are magnetic by themselves, but put them all three together, and they make one of the strongest magnets known to man. You see, science can tell us how far it is from the earth to the sun, but science cannot tell us how far God has removed our sins when he saved us in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Science can formulate chemicals that can remove the deepest stains in our clothes, but science cannot produce a solution that will wash away our sins and remove the stain from our souls. Nobody but Jesus can do this. Science can tell me how to blow up a city with an H-bomb, but science cannot tell me how to bind up the broken heart of a mother whose dead baby is on her lap. Nobody but Jesus can do this. Science can tell us about the bones of prehistoric animals and all the fossils that have been uncovered by the archaeologists. But science cannot tell us how one day God will raise the bodies of all those who have died in the faith on the morning of the resurrection. Nobody but Jesus can do this. You see, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Even old man Job knew that. Job asked the question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" And then Job answered his own question when he said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Only Jesus Christ can answer the baffling questions of life. Only Christ, nobody but Christ, can give us the peace that we want and we desire in our hearts and in the nations of earth today. If you turned away from Jesus, would you turn to the world of philosophy? No, the world of philosophy cannot satisfy the spiritual longing in your heart. If you brought all of the philosophical preachments and pronouncements made by Plato, by Aristotle, and by Socrates, and all the rest, if you brought them all together into one pronouncement, they could not move you one inch toward God. You see, philosophy says, come, let's think this thing through logically, scientifically, rationally. But God says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you decide to turn away from Jesus today, would you turn to the world of religion? Oh, there's so many religions around today. Everybody has his own brand of religion. Worldwide, there are 11 major religions. And the only one of those that offers any hope of life after death is Christianity. And the one person who makes the difference between Christianity and the other religions is Christ. Nobody but Christ can raise the dead. Nobody but Christ can forgive sin. Nobody but Christ can make you well again. Nobody but Christ can give you a home in heaven. Nobody but Jesus can answer the questions that bother you in your own heart today. I ask you again, if you turn away from Jesus, to whom shall you go? If nature cannot answer all the problems and questions that you have, if materialism fails in its attempt to satisfy you, if the world of science leads you along and then drops you, if the world of philosophy baffles you with all of its so-called learning, and if the world of religion with all of its catechisms and all of its rituals and all of its ceremonies fail to bring you to God, let me ask you, to whom will you go? Where on earth can you turn if you turn away from Jesus? I'll tell you, my friend, there's no hope outside Him. There is no peace apart from Him. There is no salvation apart from Christ. And nobody but Jesus Christ can give you the longing of your heart today. You see, Jesus Christ is the fountain of living water for every man's thirst. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me. He's the bread from heaven for every man's hunger. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus Christ is the heavenly light for earth's darkest day. You might be experiencing a dark and dismal day in your life. Perhaps the stars have all gone out of your sky. Perhaps it's all dark and dreary. My friend, you can cheer up today. You can take courage today. There's hope for you, and that hope is found in nobody but Jesus. I present to you the answer. The answer is found in Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I ask you again, if you were to leave Christ today, where would you go? Where would you go with all your questions? Where would you go with all of your problems? Where would you go with all of your fears and all of your frustrations and all of your heartaches and all of your burdens? Where would you go with your sorrows today? Where would you go with your sins today if you were to turn away from Christ? You see, Jesus and Jesus only is the divine Son of God, and only God can forgive sin. I say to you, we must go to Jesus. We must turn by faith to God through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, who accomplished the work of redemption on the cross, crying, it is finished. My friend, today, I bid you go to Jesus Christ for rest. He said, come unto me, all of ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. I bid you go to him for redemption. In Acts 4:12 it is written, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I bid you go to Jesus Christ for relief. We read in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I bid you go to Jesus for the relationship that you need and the relationship that you want with God. In John chapter 1, verse 11, we read, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I bid you go to him for renewal today. You're tired, you're weary, you're worn, you're heartbroken, you're sick, you're troubled, you're bothered, you're perplexed, you're frustrated, you're fearful. Go to Jesus for renewal today. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Nobody but Jesus Christ can give you eternal rest for your soul. Nobody but Jesus Christ can redeem you, pardon you, justify you, and make you a fit subject for heaven. Nobody but Jesus can give you relief today. You've tried everything else. You've tried medicine. You've tried the doctors. You've tried education. You've tried religion. You've tried it all. Now I bid you quit trying and trust the Lord Jesus Christ in this hour. Nobody but Jesus can bring you into the right relationship with God. And nobody but Jesus can give you the renewal of your strength that you need in this hour. I have a footnote and I shall be through. Nobody but Jesus can forgive you of your sins. And you can come to him right now, just as you are, right by the radio. You can open the door of your heart. You can pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in this moment, just as you are, Jesus Christ will forgive your sin, save your soul, and seal your destiny for heaven. Give God a chance right now, and may the Lord bless you as you do. In closing the broadcast, may I remind you once again that summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We are praying for and believing God to send spiritual renewal in summer revival, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to come today and share with us spiritual renewal and summer revival at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.